Chief Kunkum, as the First Nations chiefs, brothers and sisters, I'm standing here today as a member of the National Anti-Racism Council of Canada in solidarity with our First Nations brothers and sisters to denounce the Canadian government's continuing colonization of the Aboriginal peoples in this country. Let us be absolutely clear. The proposed First Nations Governance Act is not about governance by First Nations. It is a piece of legislation which will further erode the rights of Aboriginal and First Nations peoples to self-government and extinguish Aboriginal title to their land. Shame. As a lawyer, I totally deplore the disregard by the Canadian government of the Constitution of this country, which recognizes inherent Aboriginal and treaty rights as a foundational principle of the law of the land. And as a person of color, I share the pain which is inflicted every day upon my Aboriginal brothers and sisters by the racist laws and policies that affect us all. And as a Canadian, I'm ashamed that Canada has consistently ignored its duty under international human rights law to respect and realize the right of Aboriginal peoples to self-government. 2 years ago, at the World Conference Against Racism in Durban, I listened to the powerful speech made by your chief, Chief Matthew Kunkum, denouncing the Canadian government for its shameful record when it comes to its treatment of Aboriginal peoples. And 2 years after the World Conference, the plight of Aboriginal peoples in this country has not changed. Not only is racism still alive and well in Canada, it has in fact turned uglier. While the Canadian government has wisely refused to participate in an illegal war against the Iraqi people, the same government has long been waging a different kind of war against the Aboriginal and First Nation peoples and people of color in this country. As Aboriginal peoples and people of color, we continue to struggle to find our rightful place. In your case, it's self-government. In our case, it's equality right. Yet for too long, our brothers and sisters in the Aboriginal and First Nations communities have been left to fight their own right while the rest of us fight for ours with your blessing. Today, let us join hands and demand with one voice. Tell the people inside, tell our government what the Aboriginal and First Nations people need is not colonization. What they want and what they are entitled to is right to self-government, the right to decent housing, the right to jobs, the right to clean water. And what Canadians need is not more racism, but equality. And finally, what the world needs is not war, but peace. Thank you.